ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாயா பதே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 8, A Childless King. The recitation begins now. Of unbounded fame and peerless virtue, King Dashrata saw the chill winter of age mantling him in his white folds without any offspring to cheer his last days. He had tried every means that the Vedas had recommended to free himself of this terrible curse of childlessness, but in vain. In sheer desperation did he fling his arm on high and cry, O ye just gods, is there no way from this living death? And as if in answer to his heart's cry, there flashed upon him a suggestion. Maybe some unwitting sin of mine in the far past stands unwiped. Anyhow, let me celebrate the horse sacrifice that washes a man white of all sin, and I may yet feel the flower-soft hands of innocent children clasp my aged neck around. He took counsel of his queens. What greater joy to their barren hearts? Then turning to Sumantra, who ever stood by, like his good angel, he said, Let my teacher and priestly guides know that I await their presence here. And when they were all before him, Vashishtha the mighty, Suyajna, Vamadeva, Jabali, Kashyapa, and other Brahmanas grown old in wisdom and sacred lore, the aged monarch honored them duly and spoke, Sore am I of heart from having no son to grace my name. My royal state and its hollow joys are as dust and ashes in my mouth. May be a horse sacrifice can remove the unknown obstacle that bars the way to the desire of my heart. What might be your view, reverend sirs? The Brahmanas listened to his sweet words, so extremely consonant with the aims of life, and warmly applauded his resolve. Since your majesty's heart is inclined to this virtuous and righteous course, this sacrifice cannot fail to accomplish your object. Let the necessary arrangements be made for it, and the consecrated horse be let loose. Joy unspeakable spread over the sad heart of the old king, and his face shone with a new light. He turned to his ministers and cried, Place yourselves under the directions of the wise Vashishtha and get everything ready for the sacrifice. Start the consecrated horse on its holy round. Let brave warriors go with it and saintly priests. Raise the sacrificial grounds on the northern banks of the swift coursing Saryu. Have the necessary rites performed that the Kalpa Sutras lay down to ward off obstacles from foes seen and unseen. The spiteful Brahma Rakshasas are ever on the lookout to detect the slightest slip and spoil such holy rites. And a badly performed sacrifice bringeth evil unto the performer. But for such dangers and difficulties, every king would be only too glad to do it. Hence, be it on your heads that the sacrifice gets through without any hitch, and as laid down in the Shastras. I entrust you with the task, for I know none more competent. To hear is to obey, they replied. The Brahmanas gave him their blessing and withdrew from the council chamber. Dasharatha reiterated his directions to his ministers and dismissed them. He sought his beloved queens and said to them, Preparations are on foot towards the sacrifice. Consecrate yourselves accordingly. A joyful task was it to them, and the faces of the lovely ones shone even as golden lotuses after a long and severe spell of frosty winter. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.